Today is Tuesday, the 29th of July, the memorial of St. Martha, in the 17th week of Ordinary Time. Salt of the Sound sing, "Give Me a Moment." Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a certain village, where a woman called Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her."
This is an extraordinary story. and sometimes it makes people feel a bit uncomfortable. They think that Martha gets rather a strong rebuke, and that she does not really deserve it. But you have heard it for yourself, so decide for yourself. Among other things, you might like to ask yourself, who do you think is the one offering hospitality here? You might also want to ask yourself, what is it that Martha has a problem with? What do you think is the better part that Mary has chosen? As you listen again, you might like to ask yourself, who comes out best in this story?
Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a certain village, where a woman called Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her."
Now talk to Jesus about what happened in that little episode. What do you find yourself inclined to say to him? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.